Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're tuned into. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. Oh, I love saying that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is Bishop E.T. Byrd, and along with Pastor Hallelujah Peaches Byrd, who's on special assignment right now, but I expect her any moment now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're emanating from Baltimore, Maryland, and I want you to know we're on fire for the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because we realize no matter what it looks like, what it feels like, or what it seems like, we're more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And right now, I'm just going to throw out the housekeeping suggestions. Get a pen, pencil, magic marker, or a flare. Get something to write on. We suggest a composition notebook because we're going to be giving you some scriptures. We're going to be giving you some words. Hallelujah. You're going to have to keep notes and tell you, you're going to be blessed today. Hallelujah. Call your friends, your family, your loved ones. Call your neighbors. Call your enemies. Call everybody. Get them on the call if they need to be blessed. If somebody needs to be healed, somebody needs to be delivered, somebody needs a job, needs a home, hallelujah, needs food, hallelujah, needs some money. Come on now, hallelujah, needs to be blessed, hallelujah, glory to God, needs a miracle, hallelujah, glory to God, need healing today, hallelujah, needs to be set free today from the captive, hindering force, debilitating, hallelujah, captive force, hallelujah, glory to God. You need to get them on the line today. Call them now. We give you time to give them a call now. Hallelujah. If you have a prayer request or you want some clarification on scriptures or some kind of question, or you want to sow it on good ground, hallelujah, you could, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, you could send to Pastor Byrd, hallelujah, Bishop Byrd, hallelujah, or the Potter's House Church, Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214. That's again Post Office Box, hallelujah, 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214. And we thank God for all of you that are calling from all over the world, hallelujah, and tell us we're sending our seed gifts, we're sending money to build hospitals, we're doing this and that. We thank God for you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise God for you today. And if you want to call us, you can call us after the broadcast. And even on other days that we're not broadcasting, it's 410-444-5152. Again, it's 410-444-5152. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to let Pastor Peter share later on in the broadcast how you can send money through Cash App. And we're working on PayPal and some of the other things, Zelle, and some of the other ways that you can send money. Hallelujah, because I know people want to sow. They want to help build a hospital because they understand that one U.S. dollar is worth 365.33 shillings in Ugandan money. We're building a hospital in Uganda. And your little bit helps a long way, goes a long way. So we bless God for you. We thank God for folk who sent us, hallelujah. We've had people who send us about 50 pounds of pennies, and somebody sent us 15 pounds of pennies the other day. I tell you, glory to God. Hey, that pennies go a long way. Hallelujah. A dollar goes a long way. Hallelujah. In Uganda. And we're building a hospital with pennies. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for your pennies. We love for people to send hundreds of thousands of dollars. But praise God, we just want folks to send $2 or $1 or $3.21. Glory to God. To help build a hospital. Hallelujah. So we thank God for you. Hallelujah. And we bless God for you today. And right now, we're getting ready to go into, hallelujah, the pastor's corner. And this is a special pastor's corner because we're reading two excerpts from the book You Can, You Will by Joel Osteen. This is a fabulous teaching, each of them. The episode is about 4 minutes long, so we're going to get right into that so you can hear what God is going to say to you and to those who are listening right now. We thank God for all of you that tuned in. Hallelujah. We give the time for you to tune in. Oh, some more suggestions. Get your cracker and your bread and your wafer or some toast or something and something to drink. Because we're going to do that. We're going to have Holy Communion sometime during this service. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we thank God for you now. Hallelujah. Continue to call them, folks. Give them the number. Tell them to call right now. Jump on the call right now. But right now, the pastor's corner is directly sent to 1,000 pastors of the Renewing Your Mind Ministries International all over the world. And then to leaders, church leaders all over the world, and to those who are in some kind of leadership role, and then to the body of Christ as a whole, because you need to know this too. Hallelujah. Right now, hallelujah, I'm going to see if I'm going to key this up right. Hallelujah. We're going to turn it on right now and see if we can get this working right. But hallelujah, we want you to make sure that you get your pens and your pencils. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
You will. Mind devotions to becoming a winner.
Current position.
Day 4. Day 5. Beware of controllers. Scripture reading, Hebrews 12. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Hebrews 12, 1 through 3. While you have to be aware of the influence of others over you, that is especially true of high-maintenance people. These people are almost impossible to keep happy. You've got to call them on their schedule, keep them cheered up, run their errands, and meet their demands. If not, they're upset and disappointed, and they'll do their best to make sure you feel guilty. High-maintenance people are almost always controllers. If you're not careful, they'll squeeze you into their mold. They're not interested in you. They're interested in what you can do for them. If you fall into the trap of always trying to please a controller, you will wear yourself out and constantly be frustrated. Years ago, I went out of my way to help this couple who were friends. They moved to another city, and I gave them money to help them move. I called and checked on them. If they needed anything, I was always available. Even so, I got the feeling from them that I was never doing enough. They were never satisfied. They always had a complaint. I had gone out of my way to be kind and generous, but they were constantly finding fault and trying to make me feel guilty. One day, I realized they were just high-maintenance people, and I was not responsible for making them happy. I couldn't make them decide to like me. I had to run my race and not let them steal my joy. That was a great day in my life. Your time is too valuable to worry about pleasing everyone else or making them happy. I know people who spend more time worrying about what others think about them than they do focusing on their own dreams and goals. You have to get free from that. Today's prayer. Father, help me to choose my relationships wisely. Empower me with boldness to walk away from those who are dragging me down and stealing my joy. I want to run the race that you've set before me. Help me to fix my eyes upon you. Amen. Today's thought. Some people never reach their highest potential because they never get away from the controllers who abuse their kindness. Don't enable another person's dysfunction. Be kind, but show them the door. Right. Day 6.
Another one.
It's not about you. Scripture reading, Acts 5, 12 through 42. Peter and the other apostles replied, "We must obey God rather than human beings. We are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." Acts 5, 29, 32. If you're going to do anything great in life, not everyone will cheer you on. Your family, friends, and coworkers may not celebrate you. Some won't be able to handle your success as God pours out his favor. Some may be jealous and try to discredit you, belittle you, or won't give you the time of day. Or maybe a friend you've been good to for years won't understand you. Let that bounce off you like water off a duck's back. If you don't, you'll start changing, being defensive, thinking that you've got to prove to them that you're really okay. What you're doing is letting them squeeze you into their mold. Your destiny is too great to get distracted trying to win over people. Don't take it personally. It's not about you. It's about the favor God put on your life. It stirs up the jealousy in them. Until they deal with it, nothing you can do will change it. Shake it off and run your race, because no matter what you do, they will still find fault. No matter how much you try to show them kindness, they will still find some reason to be critical. It's like a country grandfather I heard about who took his grandson to town on a donkey. He started off letting his grandson ride the donkey as he walked alongside. Somebody passed by and said, "Look at that selfish boy making that old man walk." The grandfather heard it and took the boy off. Then he rode the donkey as his grandson walked by his side, but somebody said, "Look at that man making that little boy walk while he rides." Hearing that, the grandfather pulled the little boy up with him, and they both rode the donkey. Then another person said, "How cruel of them to place such a heavy load on the donkey." By the time they got to town, the grandfather and grandson were carrying the donkey. The point is that no matter what you do, you will never please everybody. Even when you do your best, some will find fault with you, and that's okay. They have a right to have their opinions, and you have a right to ignore them. Today's prayer. Father, thank you for the gifts and callings you have placed on my life. I choose to be faithful to you as the apostles were in Acts 5, even when other people don't approve. Thank you for the favor that you are pouring out upon my life and the successes you are giving me. Amen. Today's thought. When God sends people into your life, you don't need to walk on eggshells trying not to offend them. You don't have to bend to their beliefs. If someone tries to squeeze you into their mold, let go and walk away.
Another one.
Day 7. Take control of your happiness. Scripture reading, Proverbs 19. A hot-tempered person must pay the penalty. Rescue them, and you will have to do it again. Proverbs 19:19. Too many people sacrifice their own happiness to keep someone else happy. They've got to stop by their friend's house and say hello because they don't want to upset the friend. They stay late at night in the office to keep the boss happy. They've got to loan their friend money because the friend is in trouble again. If they don't meet all the demands and fix this person, rescue this person, solve this person's problem, then they'll fall out of somebody's good grace. And that somebody won't understand and will get upset. But God did not call you to keep everyone happy. It's good to be loving, kind, and generous, but you are not responsible for the happiness of others. You are responsible for your own happiness. You may feel that if you don't meet all their demands and needs, if you don't rescue them or loan them money, then they'll be angry with you. But if that's the case, maybe it's time for them to be unhappy instead of you. If they get mad, they're manipulators. They are using you. Your time is too valuable to go through life letting people control you and make you feel guilty if you don't come running every time they call. The easy thing is to just give in and keep bailing them out so you don't make any waves. But as long as you rescue them and you're there to cheer them up and keep them all fixed up, you're not really helping them. You're a crutch. Because of you, they don't have to deal with the real issues. You're enabling their dysfunction. The only way these dependent people will get the help they need is for you to stop being their crutch. Don't come running every time they have an emergency. Put your foot down and say, "I love you, but I'm not going to let you control me. I love you, but I'm not jumping every time you call. I love you, but I refuse to feel guilty if I don't meet all your demands." Today's prayer. Father, today I submit to you every relationship in my life. I trust that you will give me wisdom to see clearly where I am enabling others in their dysfunction and give me boldness to stop being their crutch. Amen. People in your life who are supposed to be there, not those who expect you to meet their demands and needs. You are not responsible for the happiness of others. Put your foot down and refuse to be a crutch.
And the last one for today.
Day 8. You are not the Savior. Scripture reading, Judges 16. The fear of human opinion disables, Trusting in God protects you from that. Proverbs 29:25, MSG. If people are controlling you, it's not their fault, it's your fault. You have to set some boundaries. Quit allowing them to call you all hours of the day to dump their problems on you. That's why we have voicemail. Quit caving in to them every time they throw a fit. Ignore it. Quit loaning them money every time they make poor choices. Don't take on a false sense of responsibility. You are not the savior of the world. We already have a savior. You're not supposed to keep everyone happy or fixed. If you take on that job, the one person who will not be happy is you. Years ago, I knew this man who was always having problems paying his rent. My heart went out to him, and I helped him again and again. Every other month, he would claim that something had come up that kept him from making his payment. After about the fifth emergency request for rent money, I started to wise up. He told me a client hadn't paid him. He told me the check was in the mail but hadn't arrived. He also claimed a relative had become sick and he'd been called out of town. His excuses went on and on. At the end of another long, sad story, he said, "Now, what are we going to do?" I thought to myself, "We're not going to do anything because this is not my problem. This is your problem. And I'm not going to feel guilty because you keep making poor choices." I believe I'd still be helping him today, 5 years later, if I had not put my foot down. When you refuse to keep helping people like that, you force them to look inside and take responsibility. A lot of times we do things out of guilt because we think we'll feel bad if we don't help overly dependent or manipulative people. But if they're not taking responsibility for their own lives, you're not helping them, you're hurting them. They need to deal with their own issues like most people. When you back away, it will force them to change. Thank you that you have called me to help others fulfill your plans for their lives, but not to make them happy or to fix them. You alone are our Savior. Help me to be loving and kind, but not manipulated by anyone. Amen. Today's thought. Sometimes you have to put up with others' difficulties and love them back to wholeness, but you can't spend your whole life knee-deep in their troubles. You can't fulfill your destiny if you are carrying them on your back. Be polite, but pull away.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen. I hope you heard that. That was to somebody who's going through, who people are making them feel guilty so they can be manipulated. God bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, we can shout now. Oh, I done set the word and set somebody free today. Oh, come on now. Let's praise the Lord just for a little while. Hallelujah. Oh, you haven't gotten your shout in a while. Come on now. Hallelujah. You're the one taking it anybody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We gotta go.
Hallelujah.
Because Chicago Bears got to come.
Hallelujah.
But I dare you to go ahead and say, bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
At all times. And his praises.
His praises.
Shall continually. Be in my mouth.
Old tastes and seeds that the Lord is good.
That the Lord is good.
Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Hallelujah.
I better shout the right there.
Hallelujah. Hey. Whoa. Hallelujah. All right now. All right, Sister Linda. You can get this step in. All right, Sterling, Reggie, David, Barry, Scooter, Alan, Donya, Tiffany, you get to step in now. Oh, you know you haven't done it in a long time. Go ahead and praise him. Ronald, Angie, Yvette, oh, Mother Hurst, go ahead now. Mother Hurst, go ahead now. Apostle Margie, Bishop Elect Norman Nevins, hallelujah. Janet, hallelujah. Minister Janet, Yvonne, QB, Minister QB, Elder QB Stevenson, hallelujah. Dominique, Justin, Regina Bruce, yay, hey, hallelujah. Minister Jerry Cleveland, Rakeem, Sister Julie, Anna, Ava, Kitty, Stephanie, little Kitty, hallelujah, Desiree, Monica, Justin, Julia, little Mitchell, hallelujah, big Mitchell, hallelujah, come on now, get this step in. Leroy Calvin, hallelujah. Carol, Carol Dustin, Margaret Pearson, come on now. Harry Warsaw, Maisha Warsaw, Darcy, come on now. Angelo, hallelujah. Elaine, Aaron Wall, hallelujah. Brother Anthony, Kim, come on now.
Magnify the Lord with me, and
that's Pastor Jason Roseboro. Jerry, go ahead now. Shirley, hallelujah, go ahead now. Kevin Barber, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. Don Street, hallelujah, glory to God. Lance Farmer, Pastor Mike, Pastor Peggy, go ahead now. Get your shout in now. Hallelujah. Justin Harper. Justin Harper. Hallelujah. Sharon Harper. Dr. Sharon Harper. Dr. Nancy McKnight. Dr. Wenda Mack. Hallelujah. Archbishop Carrie Robinson. Archbishop Marcia Ava. Come on now. Get your shout in. Hallelujah. Pastor Peter. Pastor Maxine Lee, Dr. Theodore Lee, Francis Lewis, hallelujah. Rachel, hallelujah. Stephanie, hallelujah. Prophet Cynthia, come on now. Hallelujah. Raymond Banks, Talisa, Joseph, hallelujah. Glory to God. Jeffrey Dunn, Maria, Bob and Lil, yes, Tanya, David, glory, oh, have a good time now.
Well, I wish we,
hallelujah. See, some folks don't know how to act. They just want to praise God. Hallelujah. Well, that's all right. Let's praise the Lord today. Come on now. Oh, I can see Mother Cancer right now. Go ahead. Picking them up and putting them down. Hallelujah. I can see Sister Cuby, Elder Cuby. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Screaming to, hallelujah to the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
I know some
people
say it don't take off.
Hallelujah.
But in this day and time,
Dion and Damon, God bless you. Hallelujah.
to say some more.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Let everything that has breath praise thee, the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, we have a time today. Hallelujah. You tuned into the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. And we having a time tonight.
Sit down.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Denise Brown. Alicia Dempsey. Dempsey. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Grace Comer. Come on now. Hallelujah. Tracy Lynn Garland. Hallelujah.
I give you 30 more seconds.
Hallelujah.
30 more seconds. You go. One,
two, one. Hallelujah. Oh, look at Coco and look at Faith. Come on now. Pick them up and put them down. Oh, praise God. Let everything that has breath praise thee, the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. All right. Hallelujah. I got to stop now. I can do this all night long. Glory to God. But we got to move on. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, we magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. We glorify his name. Hallelujah. We praise his mighty name. Hallelujah. We glorify his name. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we thank God. Hallelujah. We bless his name. Hallelujah. We honor his name. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we bless his name. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You are good. And oh yeah, come on, baby.
Hallelujah.
Matthew 26:28 says, We have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. Hallelujah. We thank you for the blood today. Hallelujah. Now, your word said that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. Hallelujah. We're taking communion worthily because we comprehend, be fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. Be rightful in the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, hallelujah, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. And Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. And Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, but your word is going to do is carry out what you set up to carry out. What you've done to carry out. I mean, you said it, Lord, and you're going to do it. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Paraphrase, of course. Hallelujah. Isaiah 55:11 says, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper. And we will say, oh, we thank you for your word, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. And on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, the bread. Hallelujah. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your healing already. We thank you, Lord, that your word says in Luke 4:18, and Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3, your word says that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing today. We thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies right now in Jesus' name all over the world. Hallelujah. Our alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out, outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Cancer's being dissolved. Tumors disappearing. Our arthritis disappearing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ears opening up. Hallelujah. Mouths being able to speak. Hallelujah. Eyes opening up right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. New
yes, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. New arms. Hallelujah. New legs. Hallelujah. Glory to God. New hearts. New lungs. Hallelujah. New spleen. Yes. New gallbladders. New bladders. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for creative miracles all over the world right now in Jesus' name. Because your words say that we are your children. And the chief of your pasture and healing is the bread of your children. That's right. Your word says, hallelujah, Matthew 15:26, hallelujah. 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, Galatians 3:26, and Psalms 100. We thank you, Lord, for your healing right now. And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. This is a new heritage. These are my new gifts that I'm giving to you. And I mean it so much that I've written it in my blood. This do in remembrance to me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. It's on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12. Verse 13, God said, God said, God said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt or the world shall overtake you. When I see the blood, I will pass over. Glory to God. Lord, we thank you for the Passover, not just once a year, not just once a month, not just once a week, but every day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah. loved ones, our jobs, our ministries, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, glory to God, covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, and in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes of no effect, brings to nil, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. Fire. Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, undoes, unties, severs, cuts, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for Holy Communion today. We remember you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bear to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Singing glory to
his name. Precious name.
Glory to
his name, precious name.
There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to
his name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And right now we're going to do our family daily confession. And we do it for every service because we want you to remember it. We want you to get it in your spirit, so you can decree and declare along with us. Hallelujah. Now, we speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our families and in the families. We stand in the gap for them. We stand in the place for them as if they are saying this themselves, oh God. That's right. We're turning all of this over to the Lord. Hallelujah. We're turning them over to the Lord right now. According to Job 22:28, it says, you can decree a thing and it shall be established. Hallelujah. Romans 4:17 says, you can call those things that be not as though they were. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And 2 Kings, the first chapter, the entire first chapter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The spirit of Elijah the Tishbite. Hallelujah. That could call down fire from heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And look here. Acts 1:8. Hallelujah. Ye shall receive, hallelujah, power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Hallelujah. And Romans 8:11, hallelujah, if this same spirit be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, and rose it from the dead, it shall quicken your mortal body. It shall make you alive again. It shall revive you in Jesus' name. So we speak for every man, woman, boy, girl, and our families. Our Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, and Spirit, lives and anticipate, we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens. We are fivefold ministry gifts. We are gifts of the ministry of health. We are brilliant. We are awesome. We are amazing. We are intelligent. We are powerful. We are perfect. We are strong. We are mighty. We are beautiful. Hallelujah. We are great. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank, hallelujah, we thank, glory to God. We thank Reggie for saying that. We thank Sterling for saying that. We thank for Barry for saying that. And David and Alan and Scooter and Danya and Tiffany and Linda, glory to God, and Ronald and Angie and Beth. Hallelujah. And hallelujah, glory to God. Mother has. Hallelujah, glory to God. We thank all of you that said that. Who am I talking to right now? Hallelujah, glory to God. I'm talking to you. Hallelujah, glory to God. You and you and you. Glory to God. Your mighty men and women of valor. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Pastor Peaches, hallelujah. Do you want to say something before I I go off the hizzle consumable right now.
God is good. Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
He is all of that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He is worthy to be praised.
Watch out now. Hallelujah.
Worthy to be praised.
Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He is awesome. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes.
Do you have a testimony?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He has brought me through this week up to this point in time. Allow me to be a witness for him. Protect me in the streets, coming and going, no matter how much craziness I see. Bless and touch my body, my mind, my soul. Hallelujah. Lifting my burdens. Hallelujah. I thank God for serving a mighty God like he is. Hallelujah. He'll be to you whatever you take him to be. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for all of that.
Hallelujah.
We thank God that he's out everything.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's awesome. Awesome, God.
There's power in the name of
Jesus.
There's healing in the name of
Jesus.
There's salvation in the name of
Jesus.
The Bible says that demons tremble at the sound of that name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Philippians 3:13.
Go to Philippians 3:13 if you could. I know I jumped off the scriptures, but I need to go to Philippians 3:13 because you need to understand this.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
When you get to Philippians 3:13, say amen for us. Hallelujah. Because it's important for you to understand that forgiveness is necessary for you to grow in God. You can shout all you want to. You can speak in tongues all over the place. You can shout hallelujah, yes. Jump over benches and run through troops. Hallelujah. You can lay hands on sick people and they may recover. You can do all of this stuff, but if you don't, you're a sounding cymbal. What does 1 Corinthians 13 says? A jingling cymbal, tingling cymbal. You're gone.
Right.
That's what you are.
Amen.
Glory to God. You can't get where God wants you to go. What does that scripture say in Philippians 3:13?
Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth unto those things which are before.
Okay, B14.
I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
And you know what the prize is? Is God is calling you to a higher level in Him. But you can't do that unless you do 13. You can't get, well, I'm an apostle. I'm a bishop. And you haven't forget Maggie May from lying on you 30 years ago. Oh, do you know what happens to you when you don't forgive? Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to do it again. Go to Matthew 18. And start, I think it's verse 23, if I'm not mistaken.
Matthew 18, verse 23.
So y'all need to understand that this is real.
Amen.
This is a secret sauce. See, you've been wondering why God have answered your prayer. You said what your word say, Lord. Now you holding God to His word. He said, you said the promises of yea and amen, and I asked you for such and such, and you didn't do your job, and you didn't do what you said you was going to do. You didn't do your job, God. You don't keep your promises, God. But you see, that's a problem with blaming it on God. But you see, I paid my tithes and offerings. I know somebody told me, you know, that they were upset at God because they wouldn't answer prayers. Although they curse like a sailor and they do a lot of other stuff. I ain't going to mention it, but they do a lot of other stuff that's sin, out sin. And they want God to answer their prayers. And they don't understand what the word says. Did you get that?
Praise God.
All right. Can you start reading? I think it's 23rd verse. Might as well go higher, but let's see what 23rd verse says.
23rd, therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king which would take account of his servant. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents.
Okay, let me just share with you how much that is. Now, some scholars say one talent is about $457,600 in today's money. One talent. You do the math. Keep up. Go ahead and read.
But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made.
Hold it right there. See, that was $1 million debt. In fact, be honest with you, that was $1 billion debt. Keep on reading.
The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt.
Forgave him the debt. Forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence, and he laid hands on him and took him by the throat.
Stop right there. See, 100 pence, now I've had two different figures. One said that was about $23. Another one said it was about $800-some. And still, compared to $1 billion debt, that's a penny ante debt. Go ahead and read.
And took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all.
Stop right there. That's the same words that he used with the king. Go ahead.
And he would not, but went out and cast him into prison, which he should pay the debt.
Keep on reading.
So he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then the Lord, after he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And the Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him.
Wait a minute here. Now, are you telling me that the word of God says that unforgiveness now erases the forgiveness of the past? Is that what that said?
All right. Amen.
That your present unforgiveness erases the forgiveness of the past. You could have killed 10 people, and God forgave you for it. And now you won't forgive Joe Blow from stealing a pencil from you.
Mm-mm-mm.
That unforgiveness erases them 10 people you done, the forgiveness God gave you, the compassion he gave you. Y'all, you got to hear that. That's the secret sauce. Forgive. Not for the other person. Oh, if I forgive him, he ain't getting away with nothing.
Mm-mm.
But the forgiveness is for you, baby.
Amen.
Unforgiveness is like drinking poison and waiting for somebody else to die.
Uh-huh.
It's time for you to understand you hinder yourself with unforgiveness. You stop your progress with unforgiveness. And then you want to go into a Medea reign. Well, they got me. I'm going to get them. And you try to handle it yourself. You better keep your hands. Well, you know what the Bible said. The Bible said, eye for an eye and tooth for tooth.
Yeah,
it does say that. But you got to read the whole scripture. Give me that scripture. It's not in Deuteronomy. It is in another scripture. What's in the scripture past Deuteronomy there?
Matthew 18:21-25. When is Matthew
18:21? No, it's an Old Testament scripture.
Proverbs. Do you want to be with Psalm 7:15?
Yeah. Try that one. Let's see what that says.
Okay. Hallelujah.
Psalm 7:15. I need y'all to understand. People, when they want to do what they want to do, they try to find some justification. I'm doing this because the Bible said. And they don't, look, they lie, cheat, steal, they commit adultery, rob people, steal, all kinds of stuff. And then they want to use the Bible when it suits them. They take a piece of a scripture. They don't take the whole word. What does it say?
Psalm 7:15 says, he made a pit and digged it, and it's fallen into the ditch which he made.
No, that's not the one. Okay. Go ahead. Another scripture in the Old Testament.
Psalm Proverbs 26:27.
No, that's not it. Hallelujah. We're going to get that scripture because you got to see that scripture where it talks about, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's one of those scriptures that's listed there.
Deuteronomy, oh, wait a minute. Deuteronomy 19.
Yeah, that's it. I think that's it.
Okay, Deuteronomy 19:17.
Yeah, go ahead. That's it.
17 and 21.
Yeah, that's it. Deuteronomy. I gotta remember that, y'all.
Deuteronomy 19:17. It says, "Then both the men between whom the controversy is shall stand before the Lord, before the priests and the judges, which shall be in those days, and the judges shall make diligent inquisition."
Hold up. Before the priest or the judge or the Lord standing before them, before the priest or the judge. Okay, go ahead. Read some more.
It says, "Shall make diligent inquisition, and behold, if the witness be a false witness and have testified falsely against his brother, then shall ye do unto him as he had thought to have done unto his brother, so shall thou put the evil away from among you. And those which remain shall hear and fear and shall henceforth commit no more any such evil among you. And thine eyes shall have pity, but life shall go for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth."
Okay, this whole thing is before a judge. Brother and sister, to keep quoting this, you need to shut your mouth and be more a more student of the Bible. It's before the judge. It's not for you to go, somebody shot you. That's what's wrong with folks. You hear all these people killing one another because they put the eye. The Bible said, "I have an eye, two for two." So he shot my buddy, so I'm going to go shoot his buddy. That's not what the Lord said. It said go to the judge and court. There's a hearing. Both sides. And then an eye for an eye, too. So he took a lot. So if it's adjudicated in your favor, then the one that killed, their life is supposed to be taken. Or whatever, eye for an eye, two for two. Don't you dare quote that scripture again. I know Medea did her thing. When they got me, I'm going to get them. She was fine. That's plain. That was part of the movie. The Bible said in Proverbs 26:27 that if you dig a ditch for somebody else because they dug one for you, guess what? You dig a ditch for them, they're going to fall into it, and you're going to fall into it. You're going to fall into the ditch. What's that? Romans 12:19 says, what does that say?
Hallelujah. Let me, I get it.
Romans 12:19 says,
"Daily, dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord."
Now, let me say, giving place means to open up the door and give, move out the way so the wrath can step out of your life. Don't you have that? Don't you try to get back at somebody and you wonder why God don't bless me. And you're so angry at sister because she got the larger piece of the chicken when they were having the chicken dinner in the church.
Mm-mm-mm.
And you're upset at so-and-so because she accidentally bumped into you, and she didn't realize what she did and didn't say, "Excuse me." And you haven't talked to her in 10 years. And you wonder why your prayers ain't answered. Now, I'm going to tell you, the grace of God is good. He reigns on the just and unjust. Sometimes stuff happens, good to you every now and then. Because he does good to even folks that don't even know him. Mm-hmm. But look here. The Bible says that, hallelujah, glory, the promises of God are yea and amen in him, in Christ, to the glory of God. In other words, if what you ask in God is in Christ and to God's glory, yea and amen. I would go along with that. But if what you ask in God and so it can be consumed on your own lust, you go to James and tells you, you receive not because you ask amiss that it may be consumed on your own lust. And then you complain to God why you didn't win the Mega Million. You know you had planned to leave your wife when you hit and go to Mexico and get a new wife, an ishibishi wife, one of those new wives, half your age. Come on now. And you upset because you didn't hit the lotto or the Mega Million or the Powerball. Oh, yeah, I know all about that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Secret sauce, baby. And this is an amazing thing. The things that God said are secret, they're found in his word. That's why the devil fights you from reading the word of God. Everything will come up. As soon as you pick up a Bible to read, here's a phone call. George, oh, girl, you ought to hear what happened to so-and-so. Oh, you won't believe it. And you done put the Bible down and close the Bible, and you listen to some juicy gossip. Or you pick up the Bible and get ready to read, and somebody comes to your doorbell ring. You put your Bible down and go to the Hey, so I'm going to McDonald's. You want to go with me? Now, you done put the word down that will feed you life forever to go get a Big Mac or a Happy Meal or a kid's meal. Lord have mercy. You hearing what I'm saying today? This is number two. How to forgive others. Because if you don't forgive, you won't be forgiven. And present unforgiveness erases the forgiveness of the past. Now you said, Brother Brad, I ain't never heard no mess like that. Well, excuse me, you haven't read the Bible real good. Go to Matthew 18, verses 23 through the rest of that chapter.
Hallelujah.
23. And if you really want to do it up, you can start at 21. Peter, I think Peter answered, look here, if somebody does something to me, should I forgive them seven times? Jesus said, look here, in 22, he said, look here, not seven times, but seven times 70. In other words, 490 times. You mean somebody going to do the same thing to you 490 times and you got to forgive them? Well, first of all, you idiot if you stand there and let somebody do the same thing to you 490 times. You need to. Sometimes you got to love at a distance.
Amen.
Am I talking all right, Pastor Peters?
Amen. It's the truth.
Hallelujah. Sometimes you got to love some folk at a distance, but you got to forgive. But you understand what they did. I don't care if they murdered your children. That sounds terrible. I'm not underestimating or making little that terrible thing that will rape you and your mama. Hallelujah. I understand. But you still got to forgive.
Amen.
And it's not for them.
It's for you.
They ain't getting away with that. For the lawless, it's for you, baby. So you can move on. So you can press toward the mark for the higher calling. God has a higher calling for you. But if you're stuck in the past, that's why I said forgetting those things left behind. That's behind. That's in the past. The past is history. You can't keep carrying the ghost of the past on your back. It gets heavy after a while. And then people talk about, I'm bipolar, I'm this, that. No, you still hung in the past, and you won't forgive. You all hung up with mess. Can't forgive your mother. I got one person, look here, trying to write a book, and she writing a book about how her mother treated her this way and that way. That's under the blood. I forgave her, but, but erases everything you said before. You ain't forgive nobody. If it comes out of your mouth again, as part of your test, it's not forgiven. If you come out as a testimony, I went through such and such with family, see, and then you don't mention names. You don't mention your mama, dad, and gone, and you still talking about her like she in the room, in the next room. Like she is still whipping, doing you dirty. You need to stop. You need to quit. And then you wonder why you're going through all the things you're going through, 11 and 12 operations and stuff like that. Come on, you need to forgive so you can be here. Forgiveness is healing, baby. Forgiveness allows your immune system to perk up. All those things which are designed to keep you healthy get perked up when you forgive. But you don't forgive, you get all tensed up, you get migraine headaches, you get post-nasal drip, you get yeast infections, you get colds all the time, you get, glory to God, hallelujah, you get a panic attack, you get a crying in the night, wake up crying, you don't know why you cry, you wake up one time and feel like somebody's pushing you down, that's the guilt, hallelujah, that is all of that stuff that you wouldn't let go. Hallelujah. You got to let it go. Let it go. Come on. Let me hear you say it. I'm going to let it go. Let it go. Let me hear you say it one more time. Let it go. I am going to forgive. I am going to forgive. Can I hear you say that one more time? I am going to forgive right now so my prayers won't be hindered. So I can be forgiven. I want to be forgiven for all the junk and garbage I've done in my life. I can't hold nobody in captivity because I don't want to be held captive. I'm going to let them go. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to let, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. I got news for you. Unforgiveness puts out your light. Because you act not as a light to the world, but as a victim to the world. You everything is a victim. You're always defensive because you're playing the victim. It's time for you to stop that. Release everybody of everything they've ever done to you, whether real or imagined, and stand in the victory of Christ. Hallelujah. This is a Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. Lord, may the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. Lord, every man, woman, boy, and girl, under the sound of my voice, let them receive what we talked about. The secret sauce is forgiveness. Number two, hallelujah, we're going to deal with number three on Sunday. Hallelujah. God bless you. Pastor Peaches, the floor is yours.
Hallelujah. If you'd like to donate to give to the ministry in the month of March, we're asking that you send $3.21, three for the month and 21. Hallelujah. If you'd like to accept Jesus Christ in your heart, repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, I'm sorry for my sins, and I ask you to come into my heart. Wash me white as snow, Jesus. Father God, you say in your word, if I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus, you will come into my heart. Hallelujah. Confess. Lord God, I believe you died, you rose again, and you're now sitting on the right hand of the Father. And I thank you, Father. And now, because I've said that prayer, I am yours. I am a child of God. Hallelujah. If you want to us to pray with you or want to contact us, the Potter's House, P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. You may call after the broadcast goes off. 410-444-51. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for joining us.
And we thank all of the thousands of people who are sending seed gifts and love gifts to us from the north, east, south, and the west. God bless you real good. We love you. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Continue to be with us as we celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Together and have the Holy Ghost party with me. That's right.
Hallelujah.